Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the podcast, One a Day, where we talk about some part of a chapter of Scripture each day. This is April 11th, Acts chapter 11. Let's get to it. All right, the door had been opened for Gentiles to enter the kingdom of heaven alongside Jewish believers. Praise the Lord. But you know, every matter needs to be established at the testimony of two or three witnesses. So, if the community of faith is going to include Gentiles, such a momentous change needs initial confirmation by being scrutinized and approved. That's the positive side of this new development. Now, the negative side of it is that when Peter returned to Jerusalem, word had already reached the Jewish believers that Peter, the one on whose testimony Jesus is building his kingdom, had just changed one of the basic rules. He entered the home of Gentiles and even ate with them. So Peter patiently goes through the whole story again. His vision, the three visitors, the Holy Spirit falling on those in the house. He concludes with, "Since God gave these Gentiles the same gift he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to stand in God's way?" It was a valid question. If God himself confirmed this exception, why continue to insist on keeping the old? Maybe this is new wine, meant for new wineskins, right? Then Luke writes, "When the others heard this, they stopped objecting and began praising God. They said, 'We can see that God has also given the Gentiles the privilege of repenting of their sins and receiving eternal life.'" And so a new era was both launched and approved. It would yet need to be refined, as we may see in a later chapter. And so the page is turned. The door is opened. The circle is enlarged. The family has a new addition. And the next thing you know, we find the first Gentile majority church. Wow. Believers were scattered by the persecution which Saul had initiated, and they went back to their homes, or perhaps on to new places where the persecution of believers had not yet come. And when they scattered, some went to Antioch of Syria, now in southeast Turkey, where the lines are drawn. Some of the believers were preaching only to Jews, but others there at Antioch from Cyprus and Cyrene began preaching to the Gentiles about the Lord Jesus. You know, the message about Jesus is going to come across differently to a Gentile. Most of them were not already familiar with the Old Testament scriptures, or the law of Moses, or the prophecies concerning Christ, or the Roman occupation, or the messianic expectation, and so much more. So the question will soon become, do we try to catch them up on all that they have missed so that they can appreciate the messianic fulfillment in Jesus of Nazareth? More on that later. In any case, the power of the Lord was with them, and a large number of these Gentiles believed and turned to the Lord. The church in Jerusalem sent Barnabas to Antioch, and when he arrived, he saw this evidence as God's blessing, so he was filled with joy. He encouraged the believers to stay true to the Lord. And so, the page is turned, the door is opened, the circle is enlarged, the family has a new addition, and the next thing you know, we find the first Gentile majority church. Believers had been scattered by the persecution which Saul initiated, and went back to their homes, or perhaps on to new places where the persecution of believers had not yet come. And when they scattered, some went to Antioch of Syria, now in southeast Turkey, where they draw the lines. Some of the believers were preaching only to Jews, but others from Cyprus and Cyrene began preaching to the Gentiles about the Lord Jesus. Now, I imagine the message about Jesus comes across differently to a Gentile. Most of them were not already familiar with the Old Testament scriptures, the law of Moses, the prophecies concerning Christ, maybe even not the Roman opposition, the messianic expectation, and so much more. So the question will soon become, do we try to catch these people up on all that they have missed, these Gentiles, so that they can appreciate the messianic fulfillment in Jesus of Nazareth? More on that later. In any case, he writes, "The power of the Lord was with them, and a large number of these Gentiles believed and turned to the Lord." The apostle sent Barnabas to go check it out, and he encouraged the believers to stay true to the Lord, and he saw evidence of God's blessing. And so many people were brought to the Lord. And Barnabas went on to Tarsus to look for Saul. When he found him, he brought him back to Antioch. Both of them stayed there with the church for a full year, teaching large crowds of people. It was at Antioch that the believers were first called Christians. First Gentile majority church. They came up with a name for them, Christians, Christ followers, little Christs. Amen.